This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
I just noticed when it was 8 o'clock and our flight hadn't landed and we didn't hear anything over the broadcast that we were descending yet, we were started to question it. And then about a half hour later, finally, there was an announcement made.
One more hit on that strange case of Northwest Airlines Flight 188, which, as that passenger describes, overshot Minneapolis Airport, lost contact with air traffic controllers for over an hour on Thursday. Imagine having about an hour or more to kill on an airplane. Hmm? It's a problem for all
well,
of
I'd
us
do
air
that.
Travelers.
Yeah.
How many Sudokus could you do?
Exactly.
How many?
I don't do Sudokus, but I can do at least a couple New York Times crosswords.
We figured with our unscientific research over the weekend that you could accomplish reading 10 or more issues of People magazine or Us Weekly, but you could not get through The Economist. But the question is, when there are periods of time, downtime, and pilots have them on airliners, what do you do with that time? Ben Berman is an airline pilot, former chief of major investigations at the NTSB. This is, of course, a serious story, Ben, Northwest Airlines Flight 188. There's no consensus on what happened during that period of time when the pilots were out of contact. But is it possible that pilots would use downtime in the course of a normal flight, and planes are very, very automated these days, to try to get some sleep, as some have theorized? Again, the pilots deny that they were asleep at all.
Hello, John and Celeste. How you doing? There's a lot of downtime, in a sense, when a plane's in cruising flight. Not that much is happening, but it isn't really downtime. You're always monitoring your position and monitoring the amount of fuel you have left, and so there's an amount of activity that's going on. Having said that, fatigue is a major problem in flying, and it's been recommended by NASA for many, many years that pilots use some of that lower activity time to take a quick nap, take a 25 to 30-minute nap, which will give you the alert you need to make a safe landing down line. So it's a pretty good idea, actually.
And as alarming as power naps in flight sounds maybe to passengers, the implicit suggestion here is that there is this lower activity time means it's actually hard to stay awake in some of the boring moments of a flight when you're cruising at 37,000 feet and the pilot's under its own power.
Well, it can be hard to stay awake if you're in a fatigued state. And we don't know if these pilots of the Northwest flight were fatigued.
No, indeed.
It turns out that they hadn't been on duty all that long at the time of the incident. They had just come off a rest period. So the investigators that are looking into the case are going to evaluate their fatigue, and the pilots are going to say more about it to the investigators. But having said that, if you're in a fatigue state or if you're projecting you're going to be fatigued, 8 hours later when you land, if you're on a long flight, it can be the best thing to do to take a rest. The rest is a controlled rest, a controlled nap.
Well, let's talk controlled. How do you control? I mean, we got less than a minute. How do you control, Ben Berman, a power nap in a flight situation? I mean, do you tell air traffic control, I'm going down for 20 minutes, so wake me up in 20?
Well, the key to it is that it's coordinated between the two pilots. They decide who's going to be the one napping, who's going to be the one staying alert. It may be coordinated with the flight attendants. There may be alarms set. It's done in a controlled way, the whole idea being you avoid having both pilots be asleep at the same time. It's a good idea. It's not a great idea. The best idea is to have pilots be well-rested and have the right kind of rest rules and rest regulations that keep
controlled,
everybody rested on the deck.
Controlled naps are probably better than uncontrolled naps. Ben Berman is an airline pilot, former chief of major investigations of the National Transportation Safety Board, talking about Northwest Airlines Flight 188 and naps are not, at least, the cause of that being out of touch of air traffic control, according to the pilots. Thank you, Ben.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.